Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live. Only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
U.S. Women's National Team forward and NWSL Championship game MVP Midge Purse has suffered a torn ACL and will miss the upcoming NWSL season. Purse announced the injury on social media in a statement that read, quote, "I'm heartbroken to no longer be available for my season with Gotham FC or for Olympic selection with the U.S. Women's National Team. No, I'm rooting for you both all year long." Alexis, of course, Gotham coming off winning last year. I mean, this season was really shaping up to be something big for them. Do you think that this is a big blow for them? Do you think that they can still have a repeat season, or does this kind of mess up some plans?
That's a great question. Look, I think they're probably the most stacked team in all of NWSL. And just for a second, I mean, how gut-wrenching is this for Midge Purse, someone who's gone through so much when it comes to injuries, someone who absolutely, I think, would have maybe help change the fortunes of the women's national team in the World Cup.
100%.
And I think should be considered a large part of the women's World Cup, or I'm sorry, the women's national team makeup moving forward. But when it comes to Gotham, they're stacked. They have a lot of talent. Everyone, any team that Midge Purse is on, the moment she leaves, they are going to miss her.
Who's the replacement?
Yasmin Ryan. She's 25. She's, I think, has moments where she's absolutely electric and dynamic and, you know, had the game-winning assist coming in the second half in the last match. She offers something that I think, you know, complements what Midge Purse can do, but Midge Purse has a very long laundry list of things, of talents, that I don't think Yasmin Ryan has just yet or hasn't shown.
How would you qualify that breach between Yasmin Ryan and Midge Purse?
I got to be honest. I think we won't know until we see Yasmin Ryan play match in, match out. There were moments last season where I would have said comparable, and there were moments where I would have said, no, Midge Purse just has a certain excellence when she's on the ball and driving towards the defender that creates, she's a magnet for other defenders, which creates so much space for the likes of Lynn Williams and Esther and so many of the other players on Gotham. She's going to be very hard to replace, but I will say Yasmin Ryan is absolutely no slouch, and I'm really excited to see what she can do, because there were moments last season where I was like, please start every match. Please let me see Yasmin on the ball. She also has that ability to drive at a defender. She's so electric.
Yeah, injuries are obviously so unfortunate for players, but they also do create opportunities for others. And it feels like we were seeing Midge Purse reach what was probably, if we look back, the peak of her career. When Allie Krieger was on the desk for our W Gold Cup coverage, having played with her at Gotham, was just highlighting how much she has evolved and how good her service had gotten and how that had really unlocked a new level for Midge Purse. And we saw it on display with the U.S. Women's National Team. We obviously saw it on display when Gotham won the NWSL Championship at the end of last season. And I'm sick of seeing all of these in-form female athletes go down before these massive competitions and big opportunities for them. It just makes me absolutely sick. There needs to be more research and resources around ending this horrible, horrible trend we're seeing of ACL tears in women's sports.
ACLs, knees,
hammies. It's horrible. So wishing Midge.
Right before the Olympics.
Right before the Olympics, too. Just gut-wrenching, but wishing Midge all the best in her recovery as she looks to get back and, you know, come back stronger and better than ever.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.